This is Camelot's Next Top Monarch by Upon a Painted Ocean, a BBC Merlin fanfic. It is rated for general audiences, and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Gwen/Lancelot/Arthur Pendragon, and has the tags Domestic Fluff, Pillow Fights, Pastoral Fantasies. Summary: The Crown of Camelot. Who wore it best?
Featuring
Pezax as Arthur,
Flower Parish as Lancelot,
Wandering Jedi Historian as Gwen.
Arthur held up his crown, tilting it speculatively to glint in the sunlight. Lancelot, how would you like to be king?
Lance looked up from his book in alarm. I wouldn't. I really, really wouldn't.
Arthur squinted one eye and lined the crown up with Lancelot's head in his line of sight. Pity. You'd look very handsome. Think of the royal portrait you're depriving posterity of. He pivoted to do the same for Gwen. Guinevere, what about you?
Gwen idly kicked her legs behind her where she lay on the bed. I do look good in your crown, though not as good as Lance. She gave it some halfway serious consideration. I could be a good king, if I chose. Why, what are you going to be doing?
Arthur set the crown on the table and picked up the straw sun hat that lay next to Lancelot's book of fairy tales. He set it on his head at a jaunty angle. I'll be starting my horse farm in Ealdor. I suppose if Lance doesn't want the throne, he'll make an acceptable stable hand.
Gwen kept a straight face. Will you? Well, in that case, can I have Leon as my platonic consort? I'll be terribly lonely between visits.
What about Merlin? Lancelot asked, playing along.
My spymaster.
Spying on what?
Whoever keeps eating the last of my march pain pigs, she said darkly. Woe betide them when he catches them.
Arthur snorted, though he tried to suppress it behind his hand. Gwen fixed him with a steely gaze, which he couldn't long withstand. He'll have a long ways to go if we're both in Ealdor living in pastoral bliss. My stable hand has been known to have a powerful sweet tooth.
Lancelot tried very hard to look as though sugar wouldn't melt in his mouth in his innocence. The pillow, thrown with pinpoint accuracy, took him by surprise. He ducked for cover as Gwen brandished another one threateningly.
My own beloved, betrayal, how could you? She pressed a hand to her heart in mock agony and turned on Arthur, who was helpless in his laughter to avoid the other pillow thrown his way. And my husband, concealing the deed. Distracted by her play-acting, Gwen didn't notice Lancelot creeping up on the far side of the bed, having crawled under the table to reach it, until it was too late. He lunged onto the mattress and they both dissolved into helpless giggles as they wrestled for their last remaining pillow.
Arthur stood over them, arms crossed, helplessly fond expression on his face as he watched. That doesn't look like very regal behavior from either of you. He managed to keep a straight face with great difficulty. I suppose I'll just have to keep the crown myself for the time being. Hopefully any child of ours gets their looks from you, but their manners from Leon's side of the family, because we certainly haven't any. He flung himself onto the bed to join in the fun.